The Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Ori-Tuttiet. The most eclectic hour of music anywhere in the United Kingdom. And remember, there's no need to be making your mind up.
Welcome to your Eurovision Showcase.
Denmark.
1989. You're looking kind of sad and you don't even say hello. All the world is against you and nothing seems to go. You don't believe in miracles, but I know they exist. Let the love that we got between us be sunshine after the mist. I'm chasing butterflies and sunlit skies and happiness. I'm looking everywhere and everywhere I find.
Representing Denmark at the 1989 Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, what a classic. It came third in Lausanne, Switzerland. And it was obviously sung in Danish on the night because the rule where you could sing in any language was made in 1999, so you had to wait another 10 years for that. So there we are, Birte Kjær. She's a legend in Denmark, and quite rightly so. She's got an amazing voice, isn't she? Yeah. She tried a number of times to enter Eurovision, successfully, obviously, in 1989 with Wie Mäler Bön Rö. I don't know if I pronounced that right. Basically, it means painting the town red, but the English version was called I'm Chasing Butterflies, because, again, as we've always said here on this Eurovision Showcase, when you direct translate into English from another language, it sometimes doesn't sound right. Sometimes that's the joy of Eurovision. But it shouldn't be like that. No. Not really, no. But anyways, you're welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. Welcome. I hope you are enjoying your stay. Now, if you want to find out more about the Eurovision Showcase, then you can head over to our website, www.esechowcase.com. And I've updated the blog. I put something in on Wednesday, so do check that out on our website. Some of my little ramblings, but some interesting bits there too, I would think. Especially if you're not clued up with what's been going on. So anyways, let's move on to our next tune. And they represented Finland at this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Oh yes.
Finland.
And the station manager, Mr. Steve Saville. Hello, Steve, if you tuned in. He has requested to me earlier before a copy of the Rasmus's Jezebel. And obviously, with the Eurovision album, perfect. Yes, of course, there you go. So, and we'll be playing it on Forest FM most of the time. So, this is Finland's, and, well, Finland stars the Rasmus. Yes, they were in the grand final of Eurovision with the song Jezebel, which, as I say, has been played on Forest FM quite a few times, and quite rightly so. So here is their brand new single. It's called Rise. So here is a little bit of, I don't say hard rock, but rock from Finland. The only best place to get rock in Europe in particular.
When the days grow cold in this dead gray town, all the doors stay closed, silence breaks the sound of your heartbeat. You're just 19, feeling old. Rise up! Friends are gone. When the church bells start to ring, no one comes to sing, and the choir holding flowers, no one brings. There's a place I know where us misfits go in the candlelight at night. Black roses grow through the darkness on our journey to the
we'll be right back.
This is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
The Netherlands.
2012.
I was five, you were three. We were dancing in the street, and you looked just like an angel. You looked up, I saw the sky, saw the birds, I wondered why they could fly away so high. In the morning I would wake, and my heart just couldn't wait to play in your backyard. In the evening I would go, tell you I love you so, and I couldn't wait to see you again. It's you and me and everybody out there, and I can see that everybody knows about you and me, but I don't really care, for it. I can see that everybody knows about us. We grew up. Was it wrong or right, or was I good enough? It's you and me and everybody out there, and I can see that everybody knows about you and me and everybody out there, and I can see that everybody knows about you and me, but I don't really care for you.
Joan Franka representing the Netherlands at the 2012 Eurovision Song Contest with that song, You and Me. And would you believe that never qualified out of the semi-finals? I know. See, I don't understand, because I thought the performance was very good. She was very static in the performance, but it didn't really matter, because I just loved that sort of Western Americana type of love pop song. It was just really sweet and I liked it, and the era of Taylor Swift with all of that and stuff, I thought it was perfecto. Well, shows how much I know, doesn't it? Yes, I know. Right, we're going across the pond of the North Atlantic Sea. We're going from the United Kingdom right over, staying in the Commonwealth, we're going over to Canada. Yes, and Javier Leal, who was originally from Venezuela, has made his life in the beautiful city of Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And oh, I'll be going there on my 40th birthday, Javier. So you've got to wait about 4 years. I can't believe I'm saying that. 4 years until it comes to my 40th, yes. So I hope you're ready for me, but I'm ready for your request, young man. Javier is a dedicated listener of the Eurovision Showcase, and I must say a big thank you to you, Javier, and to anybody else who's listened to us for as long as Javier has, which is pretty much from the very start, October 2014. Yes, we're 8 years almost to our anniversary, which is incredible. I've been very lucky to have this part on Forest FM. as long as I have. So thank you very much to everybody who supported the show. Right, Javier, your request is the gentleman who has represented Sweden at the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest with I Can't Go On. Remember, he won Melody Festivalen, which I thought that year was the strongest Melody Festivalen ever. And personally, the songs to me, Nano, who's the number two, Jan and Henrik Falgren and Anina, who came third, and Mariette came fourth, and with Victoria came fifth. I think they all should have gone to Eurovision except for Robin. But I won't. Yeah. Actually, I just said that out loud, haven't I? And I'm so sorry, Javier. But Robin is very easy on the eye, as you can imagine. So here is the gorgeous Swede, Robin Bengtsson, with Don't You Care. Don't You Dare. God, Don't You Dare. That's it.
Although it's hard to read your mind,
silly Kieran,
I think I got a clue. Doubting yourself from time to time, hear what I'm telling you. Yeah. If you ever, ever, only for a moment, tror att jag skulle må bättre utan dig. If you're questioning the fact that you belong here, you better think again. So don't you dare, don't you go away. Stanna här, stanna här hos mig. So don't you dare, don't you go away. Don't you dare let it go to waste. Don't you know, don't you know, the darker the night, the brighter the light, so stay.
Don't you dare, don't you go away.
world's biggest and greatest singing competition.
You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Yes, indeed. That's Will Ferrell and My Marlene and Tiesto with Double Trouble. Yes, that's from the Eurovision Netflix film. Eurovision Song Contest, the story of Fire Saga. Oh, yes. And we had a lovely time, didn't we, Rob, looking at all of their stuff in Pacific?
We did.
Back in May. Oh, we had a lovely time.
Did you try some of it on?
I wish. Actually, to be fair, I don't know if I'd want to. You know, COVID and all that.
Oh, well, they'd be stuck behind glass for months on end. I think they'd be fine.
Yeah, good point.
That was a fun day.
Being silly. It was a fun day. We had a fun time in Iceland in general. But
Húsavík was awesome.
It was, wasn't it? It was a beautiful place, and it's just as beautiful as they say. And as it looks on the in the film, it's just a real special place, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't imagine living there though.
Oh, well, so see, isolated. I love the place, but I know what you mean.
I think that far north, I could. I think where our friend lived, Vestmannaeyjar, would be, apart from the smell.
That's only down at the docks, Rob. Honestly, they got a fish factory.
Honestly,
there,
guys, it's a beautiful place. As soon as you get off the little ferry that connects to the mainland, the first thing you can smell is just really strong fish. And even our friend who lives there says, "You just do not get used to it."
Yeah, and bless her, old Drift has been there for so many years. So
it's a great little town, though, isn't it?
Vestmannaeyjar, yeah, on the Westman Islands, yeah, on the Isle of Hersey.
Mm-hmm.
Hersey. Hersey, and that's how it's pronounced.
Very beautiful. Not unlike Kieran.
Oh, thank you, darling.
It's all right. I can be polite sometimes.
You can be. You usually beat me up.
I do. I do. But yeah, it's all exciting times. It's the weekend. Woohoo!
It is the weekend.
The end of the weekend.
At the end of the weekend, I know. But don't worry, another week. Another week closest to our next holiday. Yeah, luckily you like your job and I love mine too. Now I'm off the buses. Oh. Great relief, Roberto, isn't it?
It is a great relief. It means Kieran's here more.
Yay, and I can have a normal life.
He can sit down and watch Eurovision 1945 whenever he wants to.
It's like 11 years before. Yeah, they would never have done Eurovision like the year after World War II.
Well, you never know. Strange things have happened.
Okay, I don't know what to say after that, Roberto. So we're going to move swiftly on. And what time is it now for...
something of the odd variety.
Very odd.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest.
It is Rob's Random Request.
I have a velvet hat full of years. I have a velvet hat full of
countries. Electro-velvet.
Oh, electro-velvet. That's it. An electro-velvet hat full of years. An electro-velvet hat full of countries. And I try and get them to match. And we try and get a song. Which is always exciting.
Indeed.
So this year we've started doing the countries first.
Ever since the beginning of the year.
Yes. So next year we're going to do the planets first.
Planets first. So okay. Here's Neptune, 1942. Oh my god.
That'd be hysterical, wouldn't it?
No, because it makes no sense. Eurovision isn't the world. Not just
right.
Yet, anyway.
So I have a country. It's a country beginning with L.
Okay.
And it is in north of Europe.
Latvia.
Yes!
Oh, right, Latvia. Okay, so we haven't had Latvia in a random request for...
Ages,
if ever before.
Unless I get a cake to bake.
Yeah, we could have Cake to Bake 2014.
Got a cake to bake. So when did they start in Eurovision?
They debuted in the year 2000, dear,
so
where
anything,
they came third.
Anything before 2000, I can disregard.
Correct.
Okie dokie, so I got 2017.
Oh, right, so that's Triana Park, Rob.
This was really good and it did really bad.
It did, I know. Would you remember how shocked we were?
We were really shocked it never qualified. And then it came bottom, didn't it?
I know, yeah, so the Sunday after the grand final, we were like, oh my goodness me.
It's weird because Latvia have done awfully the last few. They've sent some terrible songs, though.
Yes, they have.
I mean,
have,
that
actually.
Was a good one. They had a couple of years where they sent some good songs, and they sent this year was the Eat Your Salad, which was just, I mean, one of the worst Eurovision songs ever. And
yes.
Then you had that woman who just shouted last year.
Samantha Tina.
Yeah, and then she also was going to do 2020, but she shouted in that song as well.
I'm Still Breathing. Yeah.
Which is a shame because she actually, when she did sing, she could sing really well, but she just shouted. And the they haven't qualified for ages, have they? What was the year before that?
No, the year before that, they were doing that soft ballad. Do you remember?
I liked that.
I love you.
That was pretty, but it wasn't going to do it. It wasn't going to win.
Carousel.
Yes. I liked that. That was pretty.
It was pretty.
It wasn't going to sort of light up the world, was it?
No. And then, but though, 2018, Laura.
God, I can't remember. What was that?
Do you not remember Laura? I'm trying to remember her name now. Laura Rizzotto with Funny Girl.
Yes, that was a really good song as well, but didn't
qualify. Should have qualified as well.
Yeah, yeah, it was a good song. So actually, you know, they sent some good songs that didn't qualify and some shocking songs that didn't qualify.
Yeah, I know. Rob, do you know what? I've actually got something quite nice to play for you now. Because believe it or not, they actually sent in a little jingle to me.
What, Triana Park?
Yeah. And that was so nice of them to do so as well.
Aww.
So let's give them a listen, shall we? And get them to say hello.
2017.
Indeed. And...
Hello, this is Triana Park from Latvia. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Aww. And this is our song, Line. Enjoy.
Yes.
2017.
Didn't need to know already, or if you've forgotten and you got short memory.
Latvia.
Here we go. Rob, would you like to introduce the song?
Latvia in 2017, which is Line by Triana Park.
Yeah. Good choice, Rob. Thank you very much, darling.
I'm going around in circles and the door's wide open. Boy, I still wanna see you. Days go by, I'm still hoping, hoping.
What we drunk the line? Tell me, baby, what we drunk the line? Tell me, baby, what we drunk the line? Tell me, baby, what we drunk the line?
You told me to move on, search for love in somebody. But baby, tell me, how will I find it? If all I see is you, all I see is you.
Tell me, baby, when we drop the line. Tell me, baby.
week's Rob's Random Request, Triana Park and Line, Latvia 2017, here on the Eurovision Showcase. Now we have a request from Robert Vostrom in Gothenburg, Sweden, and Richard down in Ferndown, coming up extremely shortly, right here on the Eurovision Showcase.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News
with Kieran Uritotiot.
Indeed. Now, this week, yes, Lee Smithhurst, who is the member of the UK delegation on behalf of the BBC of the Eurovision Song Contest, posted on his Instagram stories that he was at the BBC Broadcasting House. Yes, the BBC Broadcasting House is their London HQ. And he posted a picture saying, first Eurovision 2023 meeting. Oh, very exciting. So obviously the contents of the meeting are understandably mysterious, and it's always fun to speculate, of course, of what's being discussed, but seeing as it wasn't a debrief on the 22, it means that it makes it more exciting at the fact that it's been speculated that it was for a selection process for the 2023 Eurovision entrant for the United Kingdom. But obviously it's been speculated that it could be a potential bid to host the 2023 contest. Because despite Ukraine and UAPBC being adamant that they want to host the contest in Ukraine in 2023, there may be contingency plans, and BBC being a broadcaster responsible for the coming runners-up in 2022 may feel that they have a solid case to host the contest. And we've done it before. We've hosted the contest 8 times, but we've only won 5 times, so you never know what may happen with that. Right, so there's brand new music out there too. Blanco, who was one half of Italy's Eurovision 22 entry, he's got a brand new song out. It's called Nostalgia. Eleni Ferreira, who represented Cyprus in 2018, has a brand new album out. It's called Polypoki, which apparently means something in Greek, I think. And then Pia Maria, who represented Austria at this year's Eurovision Song Contest. She didn't make it through the semi-finals, but she has a brand new song out. It's called I Know You Know. Oh, really? And Blind Channel, also up in Finland, have a brand new song out. It's called Don't Fix Me. But maybe I want to.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hi, this is Marius Beer. I'm representing Switzerland with my song Boys Do Cry.
And oh, 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 boys do cry.
Yo, what's up, guys? I'm Lumix.
And I'm Pia Maria.
And you're listening to our entry at the Eurovision Song Contest 2022 Halo.
Everybody, this is Zdup Shezdup and Advachov brothers from Moldova. This is our song, Trenulecu. It means the train. Enjoy, everybody.
Hey ho, let's go for glory, rock and roll. Join the train, be our guest. Chisinau, Bucharest. Hey ho, let's go for glory, rock and roll. Join the train, be our guest. Chisinau, Bucharest.
Celebrating the world's biggest live music event and singing competition all year round. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Uritutiet.
Ireland.
1994.
I was 16 and so were you, and we lived next door on the avenue. Jerry Lee was big and Elvis too, blue jeans and blue suede shoes, and we never knew what life held in store. We just wanted to rock and roll forevermore. We were the rock and roll kids. Rock and roll was all we did. And listening to those songs on the radio. I was yours and you were mine. That was once upon a time. Now we never seem to rock and roll anymore. Now Johnny's in love with the girl next door, and Mary's down at the record store. They don't want to be around us no more. Golden oldies, but we hardly speak. Too busy running to a different beat. Hard to understand. We were once like that. How I wish we could find those rock and roll days again. We were the rock and roll kids. Rock and roll was all. Listening to those songs on the radio. I was yours and you were mine. That was once upon a time. Now we never seem to rock and roll anymore. I was yours and you were mine. That was once upon a time. Now we never seem to rock and roll. We just never seem to rock and roll anymore.
Oh, how beautiful is that? The Rock and Roll Kids from Paul Harrington and Charlie McGettigan. That was Ireland's Eurovision winner from 1994. And that was where Ireland ended up doing the double. Yeah, Ireland ended up... Well, actually, no, it was the triple, wasn't it, obviously. Ireland won in 92, Linda Martin with Why Me, 1993, Niamh Kavanagh, In Your Eyes. And then in 1994, they won again with a stonking win over Poland, who ended up coming second with one of their biggest singers, Anita Godniak, with Utunia. But... with 226 points, it was Charlie McGettigan and Paul Harrington and Charlie McGettigan with Rock and Roll Kids. Absolutely stunning performance it was. And it was the same year the United Kingdom sent Frances Raphael. Yes, Frances Raphael with her amazing song Lonely Symphony, We Will Be Free. And that was just such a good song too as well. Loved it. And right, it's now time for us to move on to our second request, and we're going over the North Sea to Sweden, and we're going to Göteborg, Svelia. Yes, it's Gothenburg, Sweden, and Robert Wallström. Your request is one of the songs from the Irish National Final this year. So it is going to be I'm Loving Me, it is called, and it is from the lovely Rachel Gird.
On the race to reach tomorrow, city lights turn into stripes. When I'm sending off my tears into the night,
Rachel Gird with I'm Loving Me. Good for you, girl. Good for you. She's got lots of music out there on Spotify, so if you want to go in and listen to more of her, then do. Now, Richard, down in Ferndown, how are you doing? Lovely to hear from you. I hope you enjoyed your Eurovision tag. No, we did up in Iceland. So you've requested this one.
Hungary.
Indeed, and it is their entry in
2009.
Yeah, 2009. Now they were represented by Zoli Adok, right? And it was a bit of a song which was how should I say? It was very camp, and it was sort of like based on sort of like dancing as it is anyway. It was based on dancing, basically. And the English version of the song was called Dance With Me. But the Hungarian version is the one that Richard has requested. So I was like, oh, okay. I haven't heard this in a little while. And yeah, I do have it. I do have it in my plethora of Eurovision music. Yes, it's all here. It's all here. So the song is called, in Hungarian, Tánceleps. And I hope I pronounced that correctly. But I would like to say, Jó estét kívánok. To every Hungarian who's listening to us, and to you, Richard, thank you very much. Viszlát. And here is your song from Zoli Adok with Tánceleps. I hope I pronounced that right. I probably murdered it. No, slaps on the wrist for Daddy Kieran. Actually, Daddy Kieran, what am I going on about? I need need to get my head checked, obviously.
Én csak velem on a együtt ér. Eltörött gondolat, ha más szívében él. Indulok, bárhová, csak egy perce is láthatom. Azt hiszem, nélküle én már sehova se tartozom. Nem vagy nyitott rossz estével, de izgatóan táncol. Átölelt és megszorított, de jó is volt. Egy tőle kapott érzés, tüzet lángolt lelkembe. Még, bárhogy éltél, bármit tettél, nem is kérdezném. Későre jár, és minden fáj. Bármi áron kellenél, gyere előérj hozzá. A zenejébe beleszóltam, az összes pénzem. Hajnal négyig meg sem untam, csak egy dal szólt. Tőled érzek, furcsa ritmus táncolt lelkemben.
Adok, representing Hungary at the 2009 Eurovision Song Contest in Moscow that year. Right, okay, it's now time to move on with the show, and it's time for the best of the rest. Yes, that is right. It's time for the best of the rest. And this is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we play a song from a national final which never made it to the Eurovision Song Contest. And perhaps probably should have. Or it could be a song from a Eurovision artist's album, which probably they should have sent this particular song from their album to Eurovision instead of the song that they sent. Perfect case in hand was Believe in Me by Bonnie Tyler. We know that her album that she promoted for the United Kingdom, well, for herself, really, wasn't it, in 2013 when she represented the UK in Malmö, Sweden, she sang the song Believe in Me, which obviously was the most uninspiring, average song that probably you could send to a competition because it was not competitive in the slightest. But for me, it was my first ever Eurovision I ever went to, was where Bonnie Tyler represented us, and it was quite special to me. Though, obviously, in the grand scheme of things, I knew it was going to bomb. But she wanted to promote her album in everything, Rocks and Honey, as you remember. So it's a big country album, basically. And there was a song on there called All I Ever Wanted, which would have been perfect at Eurovision because it shows off her rock and her in her music. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean, geez? Yeah, so there we go. So, I digress. Right, we're going over La Manche, yes, the English Channel, to France. And France had a fantastic song come second in their national final in 2019. It was stunning, emotional ballad, and it was perfect for Eurovision. It was ripe for it. But never mind, Bilal Hassani went there with the song Moi. Wasn't it Moi? Moi? I can't remember. That's how bad it is, you know. I forgot. Sorry, Bilal, if you're here listening in or any of his fans. But Simone came second with the song Tous les deux. Tous les deux. And here it is. Here is Simone from La France. This is so beautiful. Enjoy.
C'est moi contre toi que l'on se souvienne. Ces moments à nous que ça nous revienne. Je vois tant d'amour au coin de tes yeux quand on est juste tous les deux. Pourquoi est-ce que tu ne me prendrais pas dans tes bras, qu'on valse ensemble juste une dernière fois. Tout est compliqué dès qu'il s'agit de moi. Tellement de choses que je ne dis pas. Chante, chante si tu veux. Chante quand tu peux. Mais chante avec moi. Et danse, danse si tu veux. Danse quand tu peux, mais danse avec moi. Tu resteras le premier homme de ma vie qui m'a montré ma voix et je chante aujourd'hui. Tu m'as appris à voir vraiment qui je suis. Et pour tout ça, merci papa. Chante, chante si tu veux. Chante quand tu peux. Mais chante avec moi. Et danse, danse si tu veux. Danse quand tu peux. Mais danse avec moi. Papa, papa.
Incredible, isn't that? That is the amazing Simone with Tous les deux. Yes, from the French national final of 2019. Absolutely stunning, isn't it? Absolutely stunning. So, it's now time. We're getting towards the end of the show. It's time for this. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. One of my favourite parts. So the Eurovision showcase. Oh yes, we got plenty of songs, obviously, to send for the live and kicking segment, of course, and it's so difficult every single week to pick a song. No, we've already had that one. No, we've already had that one. Simone, get back in your box. Thank you very much. Okay, so let's go over to the 1984 Eurovision Song Contest. And we're going to hear the song from...
Netherlands.
Oh, was it?
The Netherlands.
Oh, yes. It's all falling apart now. So here is Maribel. This is amazing. Honestly, this is the Netherlands... pure love song, loved by everyone. And if you don't love it, something's wrong with you. No, I'm joking. Music is subjective. Subjective. Maribel, Ik hou van jou. I love you.
1984. Ik hou van jou. Ik kan niet leven in een wereld zonder jou. Waar ik ook ben, hoog staan. Ik kan je zomaar niet vergeten.
That song is in my top five Eurovision songs of all time. And how on earth did that just come 13th? 13th, I tell you. Bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. Well, that is the Eurovision Showcase and the Eurovision Song Contest, of course, and all in its glory.
Do you have a request? Have you missed any previous shows? Do you want to find out more about the show? Never fear, Kieran is here. Head to our website, escshowcase.com.
Make sure you do that. It's always lovely to hear from each and every one of you. Now, if you want to also listen to any previous shows, as I say, head over to the website. Find us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. Right here on Forest FM now, I'll leave you with the capable hands of Dave Lowen. And take care of yourselves. Arrivederci, au revoir, arrivederci, visla dobitenia, gognat, and adios. And I will see you very, very soon. Toodaloo!
celebrating Europe and the world's biggest singing competition. You are listening to the Eurovision Showcase.
There is no need to be making your mind up.